Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide. This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
In John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. Everybody's heard this verse many, many times. In the beginning, of course, when we're talking in the beginning, we're not talking eternity. Eternity has no beginning. It has no beginning and it doesn't have any end. And God dwells and inhabits eternity. Isaiah 57. He inhabits eternity. No beginning, no end. Hard for us to comprehend with our finite minds. No beginning, no end. But here in the beginning, he's talking about the beginning of time and space. The beginning of the world, the beginning of the universe. The beginning of when God began to create things. It's that beginning. And in that beginning, there was the Word. And the Word existed in eternity prior to the beginning. And we are told that here in verse 1 that the Word was there in the beginning. So he existed before anything else ever existed. And also he was with God, in fellowship with God. And in fact, John says he was God. The Word is personified. The Word is not just something that I'm reading off my computer here or you're reading off your Bible. The Word is personified in this verse. And the Word existed in eternity and was there both in fellowship with God and in fact is God. And is identified to us in the next verse, and of course the 14th verse, as Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Word. So we put a capital W on it. But before there was the Logos is the Greek word for the written word, and then we have the Rhema, which is the spoken word. Before there was the Logos, and before there was the Rhema, there was the living Word, Jesus Christ. For this cause, we have a relationship with Christ. When we enter into a relationship with Jesus Christ, when you became born again, you received Christ as your Savior, you entered into relationship with Him that was through the written and the spoken Word. Your relationship with Christ is through the written and spoken Word. Without the written Word and without the spoken Word, you would not know the Lord. There would be no way to know Him. Prior to the Word, I mean, Moses was the first one to write down the Word of God in the Old Testament. Prior to that, God spoke to mankind in various ways, audibly through his ear, visibly with apparitions, if you want, of his presence. He visited, as God walked with Adam in the cool of the day, back in Genesis. There was this person, there was this physical interaction with men. But then we got to the Word of God, and the Word of God became the very thing, the vehicle by which Jesus Christ would manifest and express himself to us. It would be through the Word. Since he is the living Word, the written Word and the spoken Word would reveal him. So the Bible reveals Christ to us. Without the book, you really can't have an earthly walk with Jesus. Without the book, you wouldn't even know his name. You wouldn't know anything about it. You wouldn't know what he did. You wouldn't know how much he loves you. You wouldn't know where you stand with God. You wouldn't know anything. You would be completely in the dark. Darkness would be the realm in which you and I would dwell. And so we would know nothing without the presence of the Word of God. The Word of God is the living Word, of course, first and foremost is Jesus. And in John 8:12, he is the light of the world. And then we have the written Word and the spoken Word, which becomes the light as well. The Word of God is a lamp and a light unto my feet in Psalm 119:105. So we have the Word in his manifestation, written and spoken, being the light in a dark world. The world of darkness is a world where nobody knows God. Darkness, nobody knows God. And so we are in a place of light. In John 1:2, the second verse, it says that he was in the beginning with God. So you see how in John 1:2, the Word is identified now as a he. He's personified, and meaning that he was there in the beginning of creation, the beginning of time, the beginning of the universe. He was there in the beginning in Genesis chapter 1, when God created the earth. Jesus Christ was there. He was there. And in fact, verse 3 tells us, not only was Jesus there in the beginning, during the time of creation, but that all things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. So in verse 3, we're told, not only was the Word, who is now personified to us, Jesus Christ, the Word was there, and he was in fact the Word, fellowshipping with God, and in fact was God. He was there in the beginning when all things were made, and nothing was made except by him. So we are being actually told here that Jesus Christ is the Creator. He is actually the Creator, even though Genesis, if you read Genesis, it'll tell you that God said this and God did this, but we are told actually here that when it speaks of God, it's speaking of Jesus Christ, because you and I understand the concept of the Trinity, the three in one. Even though our minds can't handle it, our faith grasps it. And it is a reality to us. Sometimes very difficult to explain, but it is a reality to us. In Colossians 1:16, Paul helps us even more in this idea. He says, "For by him," meaning Jesus Christ, "were all things created." So Paul concurs that Jesus Christ is the Creator. He says, "Things that are in heaven and things that are upon the earth, things that are visible, things that are invisible, whether they be thrones, dominions, principalities, powers, all things were created by him and for him." So here Paul tells us, not only is he the Creator of the earth, but he has also created heaven. The heavens, which refers to the universe, but then the heaven where God's throne is, he created that as well. He created heaven and he created earth. The throne that he sits upon in heaven, he built it. That's why he told his disciples in John 14, "I'm going back to heaven and I'm going to build mansions for you." He's just doing an add-on to something he already built many, many eons ago. He constructed heaven and he added on to make space for you. He is before all things in verse 17. He is before all things. Nothing existed prior to him. And by him all things consist. The word consist there means to be held together. By him everything is held together. Without him everything falls apart. That's probably true with your life too, isn't it? By him we're held together, and without him things fall apart. By him, we can have a marriage of 34 years. Without him, didn't stand a chance. But 34 years. And because by him, all things consist. He holds it together. He is the, when he becomes the centerpiece, when he becomes the third party in the marriage can go on forever. And verse 4 says this, in him was life, and that life was the light of men. In him, in Jesus Christ, this creator God, who created the heavens, the earth, created all things, nothing existed before him. In him existed life. In Christ is life. Now, life here is the Greek word, and you probably heard it before, Zoe. Z-O-E. In him was life. Zoe life refers to the eternal quality of that life. Zoe life is the life that God experiences within himself. Zoe life is a life force that is different than humans. And I'll show you that in a second. Zoe life is a higher life. It is a higher quality of life. People talk about quality of life, living on the earth. But this is the highest quality of life in the entire universe, is Zoe life. It is in him. He has it. He is the resource of it. He is the source of life. He is the reservoir of Zoe life. In him is life. And that life is the light, the illumination, the understanding, the comprehension, for men to comprehend what is the reality as God sees it. What is real as God sees it? There are many things that we think are real that are not real. There are many things, because we look from a very temporal perspective. We see things from a temporal point of view. And many things we think are real and are so frightening to us and so forth are not real at all from God's perspective. So we see things as God sees it because we experience the light, the illumination, coming from the life, the Zoe life of God's eternal quality. Now his life, Jesus' life and Jesus' message brought the truth into darkness. His life, this man that was born in Bethlehem and grew up and took on his ministry at age 30, he went out and his message and the life that he revealed to people, his mannerisms, the way he treated people, the way he responded to people, the way he cared for people, the way he loved people, everything about him, everything about the quality of life that came from within him out to others, and his message brought truth into darkness. And we call that truth the light. Light shined into darkness. As we already said, John 8:12, he was the one and only light of the world as he was born there in Bethlehem and as he lived his life. The world was covered in darkness, which means ignorance, lack of understanding, no comprehension of that. A lot of religious ideas.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day are underwritten by Palm Beach Ironworks, specializing in structural steel fabrication and